This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. This is our third hour being here. Everyone loves being with us at all times. We're going to talk about the death penalty and abortion. Yes, two very controversial cases that are coming down. One was heard by the Supreme Court on the abortion issue, which is just the beginning of what's going to happen in the future. And Justice Thomas and Ginsburg throw a few little jabs at each other, and we're going to hear about that. And I am Fred Penny, your host, with Todd Kuhnen to my left and Denise Dirks to my right, and our producer is Cal Hunter behind the glass. If you want to call in, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Again, 855-LAW-RADIO.
That's 855-529-7234.
Remember, we are kind of an exciting show here, but we try to do the best we can to be informative. But remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek legal counsel at all times, except when you're around the dinner table or at your in-laws. Make sure you can quote us to shut them up if you'd like to shut them up, because you can just say, no, Radio Law Talk says as follows, and all you say is they say, and there's no such thing as they say. So that's what you do. That's what we're here for. And
that will keep you in the good graces of everyone who likes intelligence.
Well, your in-laws will love you for that.
Absolutely. That's absolutely.
And then we have the most important thing that everybody loves is case or no case. And this final segment of this final third hour, we do what's called quick takes, where each of us are going to do a little quick take about what we thought about our show today and some little snippets that you might like. Cal, let's play case or no case.
All right. Right now? You want to do it right now? Okay,
yes.
Here we go.
All right. Here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay! All right, ladies and gentlemen, put on your legal thinking caps, if you will. I'm going to take you now to Wichita, Kansas, where a 52-year-old Wichitan is thinking about suing after she says a malfunctioning swimming suit dryer at the YMCA nearly took off her finger. It was an extractor that wrings the water out of the suit instead of having you toss it in the dryer. Dorothy Thompson from Wichita, Kansas, said she went to the YMCA and told them of her plight, showing them her mangled finger and saying, "The piece of equipment in question has hurt me." Well, the manager said the piece of equipment in question is no longer in use at the YMCA. They said we're not aware of any prior problems with it, and they said safety is a top priority at the YMCA. And, she says that the extractor is there for the convenience of all our guests. And like all equipment at the nonprofit YMCA, you use it at your own risk. The extractor was a refurbished unit that had been in the woman's locker room for only a few weeks when Thompson allegedly was hurt. And so I'm going to ask you this. It seems fairly straightforward, I'm sure, to all of you. And so I'm going to ask you this very simply. And, Mr. Kuhnen, you go first here. I ask you, case or no case?
Okay, the first question that I have is, you said to put on our legal thinking caps. And okay. I want to know who wrote the word dunce on mine. That is not...
It was your cat.
Okay, all right. Well, they would know.
Yeah.
I'm a little confused in the factual background. So she hurt her hand in this machine, but the YMCA said they don't use the machine?
Well, when she complained about it, she came back and said, "Here are pictures of my mangled fingers." Oh, is that, we don't use that machine. We don't even have... don't use that machine anymore.
Oh, so they weren't saying it wasn't there. They
no.
were just telling her, "Oh, your remedy is to don't do that." Kind of like,
right.
"Hey, Doc, it hurts when I do this." Well, don't do
that
anymore.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
Well, the thing that's scary about this, it seems pretty straightforward that the YMCA would have liability for any machine they have in there, and if somebody gets hurt using it, they can't just say don't use it anymore, and that there would be some sort of liability. I mean, I think that the YMCA is proving the village people wrong, that it's not always fun to stay at the YMCA.
Well, what if they had a sign up that said, use this equipment, like they have in the exercise rooms, also use this equipment at your own risk.
I agree, and waivers and warnings like that don't always save the day, as I'm sure my friend Fred Penny will say. So, assuming that there are no rest of the story issues that come out later,
which there may be,
based upon everything that you have said, I'm going to say that this is a case, and I'm going to say that the YMCA prevails, and that it's because of this that people took a closer look, because that was an unjust outcome.
Oh, okay. Well, fair enough.
What can I do? The worst that can happen is I lose out on a steak dinner.
Ms. Dirks, what are your are you going to get one either way?
Yeah, exactly. Everybody wins, except for me. So root for me.
Except for me. I wasn't invited. But that's okay. I'll get over it.
Okay. So this is the classic personal injury case, right up Fred's wheelhouse. I wish I could hear from him first, but I can't, so I've got to decide it myself. So it could be a failure to warn. That could be one of the basis for the lawsuit. There was nothing saying that you do everything at your own, but maybe they actually had something she had to sign before she used the YMCA, so it could be that that's not going to win. It could be a negligence case because they have a machine on that is defective, and so if YMCA is going to be sued for this, then they're going to sue the person that fixed it, they're going to sue the manufacturer, they're going to sue everybody else, you know, just to do it. And then you've got that sweet little spot where YMCA is a nonprofit. So you've got the nonprofit side of it that people are not, jurors are not going to want to necessarily do a big, huge award against YMCA because it's a nonprofit and it serves a really valid function and service. I am going to say that this is exactly the kind of fact pattern that Cal would do to get us to stimulate us to think about legal issues, and that it's not a case.
Well, Mr. Penny.
She is so intelligent.
I'm telling you, she just went right through that whole thing.
Man, we get emails all the time that say Denise is the most intelligent among all of us, and we know that. But and I'm the personal injury lawyer, and I'm saying, wow, maybe you should hire her.
Yeah. Way to go, Denise. All right.
Well, every state's different. That's the issue is, again, we talk about general topics of law. We say that all the time because this is a state-by-state's going to be different. You can sue under federal government depending upon, you know, who the defendant it is, but there's an assumption that a risk is who. Do they assume the risk when they do that? Is it something that's open and obvious? They should have known. You know, was there warning labels on it? That's another thing, Denise, you brought up. Signing a waiver, every state's different, depends. Generally speaking, my argument is, and a lot of times, you know, most states do have this type of argument that they can argue and possibly win, is you cannot have someone sign away their rights to sue you if you do something negligent, and that's an issue too. So the question is trickery here. It's not a legal issue. It's a trickery issue.
You think I
Yes, you may try and be trying to trick us, and the question is, do I lean with Denise or lean with Todd? I'm going to say it's a case. It's for sure a scenario, but I'm going to say it's a case. And I do say that they said that the YMCA says, yeah, we don't use that thing anymore. We're not liable. So I think it's a case. I think the YMCA loses because just because they don't use it anymore doesn't mean they're not liable. By the way, there's a thing called subsequent remedial measures, by the way. If they fix something or replace it, a lot of courts, depends on the state, will not allow you to bring up, oh, they fixed it or took it away because it was dangerous. So it depends on the state.
Hey, what do you think? Let us know. 85-
Yeah, come back and you'll find out about the YMCA that cares only about a song and see whether or not they're liable in this case. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. The outcome of Case or No Case is coming up next, right here on Radio Law Talk, available on your favorite radio station, and all episodes and streaming live at RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
And I know this place right down the road. Quick, quick, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quick, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quick, car wash. They'll have you looking.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you serious?
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
Yeah, I wish we knew if Cal was serious with this case or no case. Cal, give us a quick overview again.
Okay, well, a lady is at the YMCA. Her name, Dorothy, in Kansas.
Oh!
Just saying that's her name, Dorothy, in Kansas.
Oh, my gosh. Todd, we 0 points again already. I can see it coming.
We went to the YMCA and used a centrifugal swimsuit water extraction machine. It stopped spinning, she thought. She put her hand in there, mangled up her finger, went to the YMCA and said, hey, and they said, if she didn't tell them right away, apparently some people helped her, and they took her. She came back and said, hey, and they said, well, we don't even use that machine anymore. Besides, we're nonprofit, and besides, it says right here, and you sign a waiver that says, use it at your own risk. And so I asked if it was a case or no case. Denise said it was not a case. Mr. Penny said it was a case, and the plaintiff prevailed?
No, the, what did I say?
YMCA.
YMCA prevailed, I said.
You said, well, I thought you said plaintiff prevailed.
No, I did. I don't remember.
I said.
You said YMCA.
I said YMCA.
So Fred said plaintiff.
I didn't know. Is there taking her little dog, too?
I'm going to say plaintiff. What the heck?
Yeah, that's what you said.
I don't remember what I said.
Okay, so let's just go ahead and jump right into this one step at a time. Peel back the layers of the onion. For those of you who said it was a case, thank you, Todd and Fred.
Yes, Denise. Yeah, we did it, Todd.
I got a big goose egg.
which means Denise got a zero, so that steak dinner's looking better and better.
It's Kansas and Dorothy. That was awesome.
I just tried to mess with you there. But it was, in fact, a case, and it was a case. However, she sought $75,000. The lawsuit says she tried to dry out her bathing suit after she attended a water aerobics class. She went in to change clothes, held down the lid to engage the machine, released the lid, stuck her hand in, you know, blah, blah, blah. They said it almost took off her middle finger.
Blah, 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 blah. That's where it went, blah, blah, blah.
Almost. Well, that's what it flopped around like, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
She sought $75,000.
Mm-hmm.
No verdict. Case settled. Plaintiff prevailed.
Oh, we get it. We get it.
Plaintiff prevailed.
What year was this? Does it say the year or not?
This was in 2016.
Wow.
So this was just a run-of-the-mill case, nothing special.
Exactly.
Normal case.
But it had Dorothy in Kansas, so I thought maybe.
Oh. Nice.
You know, I was waiting for you to come back and say it was a centrifugal bathing suit hydrating machine, otherwise known as a toilet water that spins. Man, that's not how you use it.
I realize it was way too straightforward, but I liked it because of the Dorothy in Kansas, so I just had to do
it. You thought we were tricking us.
Exactly.
Right, and none of us even made the connection between Dorothy and
Kansas. I know. Oh, my God. Clear over your heads.
Yeah.
Anyway, that, ladies and gentlemen, is case.
Thank you, Cal. Thank you, Cal. Remember, if you ever want to handle case or no case, you're stuck to next week to do case or no case. Call us at 855 Law Radio or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Now, we're going to get into some very important things, and this is a very serious issue that many people are very passionate about, and I get it. And again, at Radio Law Talk, we have two T-shirts. One says, "Who needs law school?" And the other one says, "When you're tired of politics radio, tune in to Radio Law Talk." Yes, we do talk politics. Everything is politics, but we are neutral, and we're lawyers. As lawyers, we've learned we can argue either side. Denise, you can argue either side. I've done some defense, personal injury defense work. I can argue that side. I can argue the plaintiff's side. Todd does the same. He's a prosecutor. He can argue for the prosecutor. He can argue for the defense.
And so, I can argue against Todd.
That's exactly right. We love it when the two of them go at it. I just sit back and look. I'm going, yeah, here we go.
I argue both sides all the time. I argue why I'm right and why you're wrong. I mean, I can do that.
That's exactly
so,
right.
So,
it's like my dad used to say when it was church time when I was a kid. Oh, our kids, people like you should not force your kids to go to church. My kids have options. They can go to church happy or sad. That's their option.
My parents believed in free agency and the proper way to enforce it. So
that's exactly right.
My parents didn't go alive or dead, but we're going.
So what we do, Todd, is we want to start with Roe v. Wade.
Okay.
Let's start just a very brief overview of what Roe v. Wade is, where people all of a sudden just think, oh, it's just, there's abortions, okay.
Yeah, so it was a 1973 opinion, and as you said, people look at it and say, okay, Roe versus Wade says abortions are legal. This is what the Roe v. Wade court found. First, they held that prior to birth, a fetus is a potential life, but not a person within the meaning of the Constitution, which is significant about the rights that people have. Then the second thing that they said is, okay, if it's not a person, what right does the government have to regulate abortions? And they based the governmental right to regulate on the trimester system for gestation. And what they found was during the first trimester, the government has no right to regulate abortions. During the second trimester, the state may regulate abortions, but only to protect the health of the woman. And during the third trimester, the state may regulate or prohibit abortion to promote its interest in the potential life of the fetus, except where it's necessary to preserve the woman's life, woman's health. So that is Roe versus Wade. There were a lot there were a lot of subsequent decisions that that tweaked it a little bit, but the big one happened in 1992, Planned Parenthood versus Southeastern Pennsylvania versus Casey. And Justice Sandra Day O'Connor had in previous opinions talked about the idea of the viability of the fetus being a better way to regulate the abortion. And in the Casey case, what they did was the court said we're moving away from the trimester-based system and we're saying that it's the viability of the fetus that is what is going to regulate abortions in the state's decision. So it's a little bit more of a sliding scale, not rigid. That's it in a nutshell.
We're going to come back and continue and talk about this a little bit later. Denise has some good comments. But again, the issue of abortion, Thomas and Ginsburg pound each other a little bit on this. We'll be back right after this.
We appreciate your listening to Radio Law Talk and remind you that all episodes are available there eventually because you can stream them and you can stream the show live as well from RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
At least a dozen people were killed Friday after a gunman opened fire at a municipal building in Virginia Beach. The attack was the deadliest mass shooting in the U.S. since November. Virginia Beach Mayor Bobby Dyer asks why his city.
Still a sense of shock, disbelief.
And, you know, we want to know, too. And, yes, police are looking into it. And we just don't want to speculate right now and give out false information.
11 of the 12 victims were employees of the city. Police identified the gunman as Dwayne Craddock, who'd been employed with the city of Virginia Beach for the past 15 years. As an engineer, he died after a gunfight with police. As President Trump prepares for a visit to Buckingham Palace next week, he was told by The Sun during an interview that Meghan Markle had accused him of being misogynistic and divisive during his 2016 presidential campaign. Trump said he wasn't aware of those remarks, but said he believes she'll make a great American princess. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739, 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Is this real life?
Go to the website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
Todd, you were following up on the Roe v. Wade stuff.
So what we did, we came to the conclusion of that's where the Roe v. Wade and then subsequent decisions stand in terms of what is legal. And then we address what happened in Indiana, this law that was passed. It was one of now Vice President Mike Pence's last laws that he signed.
As governor.
And this law was passed, and according to the law made it illegal to dispose of the remains of the aborted fetus in the same manner as other medical waste is disposed of. And then the other one was it outlawed abortions if the doctor believes that the reason the abortion is being sought is because the person, I'm going to phrase it this way, the person carrying the fetus, because to call a mother is going to raise an issue that came up later.
We're going to bring that up, because I want to bring that up, so how the two of them discuss
so
it.
The person carrying the fetus, maybe they don't like the gender. To make it illegal, the doctor thinks the only reason for the abortion is because they wish it was a different gender, or they wish it had a different characteristics, or whatever. And so the Indiana law invalidated both of those practices. They appealed. The Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals overturned both of them. That was then appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, and they recently issued, like the last 4 days, a decision, an opinion, a per curiam opinion. Nobody signed it. There was no judge that signed it like normal opinions. It was just the collective opinion of the court with some dissenting saying, here's what we're going to do. So, in essence, the portion of the original law will stand as it relates to the disposition, the remains of the...
Would they have to be buried, or they have to be given to the woman.
Yes, they
she can decide a different method.
They cannot be disposed of like other medical waste. That was the law. It was overturned in the lower level, and the Supreme Court said, nope, that part's good. All right. But what the court decided as it relates to the issue about selective abortions based on gender is they said, we are not going to grant cert, meaning we are not going to hear further arguments on that issue. We're not saying whether we would pass it, we would agree with it or not. It's just not an issue we want to hear because under Rule 10 of the Supreme Court, Rule 10 of the Supreme Court rule says that we prefer to hear things when we have differing opinions from different courts of appeal. This is the first time we've heard this, so because we don't have that, we're not going to take it up and offer an opinion. So as it stands, that is still illegal based upon the lower court's ruling, and that's where we stand.
And what is illegal specifically is there cannot be a ban on abortion based upon race, sex, or defect of the fetus. So that has been, the lower court said that was unconstitutional, and the Supreme Court said we're letting that unconstitutional finding stand right now without us hearing it so that we can percolate in all the other courts and have many different types of cases that raise that same type of issue. So the Supreme Court really speak out on several cases.
Yes. So normally when we get an opinion from the court, we have one judge will sign it and sign his name to the bottom saying, this is the opinion of the court. Another judge will say, I concur and everything's fine. And then you'll have dissents. In a per curiam opinion, nobody signs the opinion from the court. It's just the courts. But you have these dissents. And Justice Thomas, in his dissent, addressed the issue of these selective abortions. And one of the statements that he made was that this takes us back to and opens the door for eugenics, where we now start to, it was the idea about engineering a race based upon selective procedures and stuff. And Justice Ginsburg took umbrage to that reference. What happened there?
Well, she took umbrage to both parts, actually. She was a true dissent. She agreed with the ban that there cannot be a ban against abortion on the base of race and all of that. But she said that on the fetus disposition side of it, that it would create an undue burden on women that have an abortion and they can't afford to cremate or bury. But it's not a strong argument if the woman could take it back and dispose of it how they wish to, right? And she also did a little dig. This is the fun part.
They both start digging
They dig at each other, but she particularly dug on Thomas because she said, you cannot refer to these women who are seeking abortions as mothers because they're making a choice not to be a mother. They're not a mother. And there are different competing interests here, folks. It's not just the women. And it's not just the potential fathers, because they're kind of getting ignored a little bit here. But it's also the state's interest has to be compelling in order to impose the undue burden. And that's why she said we have to get back to viability. So she's kind of getting in that port.
It's interesting how they're jabbing each other, because Thomas clearly used the word mother throughout his dissent.
That's
or
right.
His discussion, and Ginsburg caught it. She caught that. It's funny how I could see the two of them having crumpets and tea together, you know.
Yes.
But what's happening is she catches that, and what you have to understand too is this is not just happening in Indiana. That's why the Supreme Court's stepping back, because it just happened in Mississippi that a judge just overturned and issued a preliminary injunction against a law that's going to ban abortions once a fetal heartbeat is decided, and that just came down. And then also in Louisiana, a law that requires the doctors doing abortions have to have admitting privileges to hospitals. There's all this stuff. Now, what a point I want to make here is this is all everyone's thinking it's abortion this, it's about Thomas and about Ginsburg and what the Supreme Court says. You know what it's really about, too? If those of you who are real constitutionalists, and I'm not the deep, deep constitutionalist, it's about states' rights. Here's the other issue. Does the state, and that's what the gay rights was an issue of, about gay marriage, does the state have the right under the Constitution to make their own laws as to abortion, as to gay rights, et cetera, et cetera. And that's one of the arguments they're going to make. Now, it might not hold up because clearly the United States Supreme Court said, you know, they brought the gay rights issue up and said, no, we're going to argue it for the national, federal. Go ahead.
So what I was going to say is, 10th Amendment to the Constitution says anything not specifically reserved to the federal government in the Constitution is left to the state to regulate. And so the folks that want an overall federal law, federal ban, would be saying that they argue the constitutional requirements of life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and all of those arguments to say, see, this abortion or termination is a constitutional right, so it should be regulated on the federal level. Whereas the states are saying, or the argument that it should be state by state is saying, no. This isn't regulated by the federal government. It's not in the Constitution. This is a state's right issue that we should do. You know, the interesting thing you brought up about gay marriage and what really brought this to the forefront is this. Fred, you're married, right?
Last time I checked.
Okay, what state did you get married in?
State of California.
All right, when you go to Utah, are you still married?
I think I am.
Okay, when you go to New York, are you still married, or do you need to apply for a new marriage license?
I get it.
Same thing with driving. It's because of the comity clause, C-O-M-I-T-Y clause in the Constitution, which says we'll recognize certain things that happen in other states and say that that's okay here. So from a state's rights issue on gay marriage, if somebody goes to Hawaii and gets married, well, then they come back to California, and under the comity clause, they should still be married. Right? Because heterosexual couples are still married. That's why it raises to the national level.
It's a really good point, but really when it comes down to the gay marriage, what was it? It was about money. It was about taxes. The reason that came up to the Supreme Court was because they were being taxed at different rates. So some people would be taxed at their state level, which is fine at different rates if they were a gay marriage or if they were a heterosexual marriage.
Right.
But when it got to the federal level, they were being taxed differently depending. And that was how a lot of people didn't realize that it was a tax case that got that issue up to the court.
I agree with that. That would be a great segment because I agree, and I've got another analysis there. But getting back to this issue on abortion, yeah, Justice Thomas and Justice Ginsburg were going at each other in this sniping. But what we can take away from this is set up because of the different laws that were passed in different states to be an issue that ultimately will make it to the Supreme Court, and it's going to have to be addressed probably sooner than later.
And we're going to talk about that. But next segment, we're going to talk about Bayer is facing, who bought Roundup, by the way, the company, is facing 13,400 lawsuits. A few lawsuits just came down, I believe three of them, with which equals approximately $3 billion. We're also going to talk about the death penalty case. We'll be right back.
This is Radio Law Talk, and you're listening to it on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station. And no, I don't know where that extraneous audio is coming from, but it's coming from somewhere, isn't it? So you stay there, and we'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason, most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
Hypothetically, can you see the board of directors meeting? Denise, Todd, you know, there's this thing called Roundup. I think we should buy this company out. They only want $62.5 billion. Want to buy it? What do you think?
Well, you know, I'm looking at it here. They got a lot of people. I just used Roundup last weekend in my house. So, yeah, everybody uses it. I think that's a good buy. A lot of people love that product.
What about you, Denise? Think we should buy this thing?
No.
Why not?
Let's buy it, Todd.
All right.
Let's buy it. I mean, 2-1 vote. This lady over here, she never knows what's going on, so we're going to go ourselves. Just because they email all about it, we're going to buy this thing.
You know, I know you just sent the check over, so we're here, but we did fail to consider that maybe if something ever went wrong with the product, each one of those millions of users could be a potential plaintiff. But I'm sure that'll never happen.
$3 billion in three lawsuits are the verdicts so far. Now they have over 13,000 lawsuits against Bayer for the Roundup case that they're claiming. Again, this is an expert battles claiming that is linked to people getting cancer. Bayer argues that they have over 800 different tests that show, or approximately 800 rigorous studies that were submitted that say that it does not cause cancer, that it's safe when used as directed, quote. And then, of course, the plaintiff's bar is saying the opposite, and these suits are
flying off the
shelf.
There's
so many. I cannot believe it.
Yeah.
And you sit there and you think, okay, Bear, you've decided to buy Monsanto. We get that. But what's in your contract that's going to allow you to recover money from Monsanto for all of these lawsuits? I'd be so curious to see that purchase and sell agreement.
Yeah, because having been involved in a few purchases of primarily radio properties, there's a cutoff date. All liabilities incurred before this date are yours. All of them incurred afterward are mine.
That's
I mean,
right.
Isn't that what you put in a contract?
No, that's true. A lot of times they'll just buy the assets, or you just buy the assets. You don't buy the liabilities. But since acquiring Monsanto, which owns Roundup, Bayer stock prices have lost half their value. Half. Now, if you understand the value of Bayer, one of the biggest companies in the world, it's a European. I didn't realize it's based out of France or Europe somewhere, but it has lost
Germany.
Okay, half of its value. That's trillions probably of dollars or billions
at least. Was and I don't know the answer to this question. Was Monsanto a publicly held company or privately held company prior to the purchase?
I don't know.
Because the thing that's interesting, if it was a publicly held company and Bayer purchases it and it's a subsidiary, then it's still publicly held. And I get the stock price for Monsanto dropping as an asset of Bayer. But we're talking about Bayer's stock price coming. I mean, that's the equivalent of, let's say you rent your apartment building to an unsavory person. Now, are you able to get for that specific apartment in the future go down, or does that bring down the whole value of the building in the block? And that's what's happening.
Yes, it has.
Yikes!
So we're going to follow this as these lawsuits are going to be going forth. We're going to follow up with this.
Bayer is on the Euro Stock 500 market index and was before. It's been there since World War II.
Well, Bayer, we know. Monsanto, yeah. It's not so clear. Because
they had shell companies. They had different companies as they went along. So Monsanto, as an entity, as we know
it is a publicly traded American and multinational company.
Right.
And I see the I see the stock price dropping for Bayer if the shareholders are going. It's all hypothetical. It's just speculation on my part. But if the shareholders are going, if you guys couldn't see the liability that exists in picking up Monsanto with that, I don't know if I want you having. I don't know if I want to invest in that kind of decision making.
Right.
Exactly.
So I knew this individual that was an attorney general, and he was in charge of many of the death penalty cases in California. And he was ultra conservative. Let me tell you, this guy is fairly right wing conservative, not extremist, but he's extremely conservative. And I still remember the day when he sat down and talked to me. And he's a lawyer, obviously, and I was a lawyer. And he said, "I do not believe in the death penalty." I was like, "What? As a conservative, you know?" Because I knew he's conservative. Not that I was agreeing or something, but I thought conservatives believe that. He said that it cost the state and taxpayers so much money to pursue any cases against these death penalty cases, and they end up dying a lot of times before they even finish. He said, just on a monetary basis, it is so expensive, he said, it's not worth it. But that was interesting that they look at the monetary portion. And I know there's the victims, and then there's the police officers that really have gone through a lot. And some victims argue both ways that, hey, I want this to end. I don't want, because the death penalty appeals and all that stuff goes forever. So that's what's happened in New Hampshire. They've now abolished the death penalty.
The last case that I handled as a prosecutor before I became a defense attorney, one of the last cases that I was assigned to, I had several, but the most significant one was a murder case, and the decision had been made by the office that I was there was to seek the death penalty. And we were very early on in the process, and I wasn't necessarily opposed to it, but at this point now, I'm just going to tell you right now, I have serious concerns about it. I agree with it in principle, in that if one person takes the life of another person, and there's no doubt about that, that biblically speaking and all that, you know, eye for an eye and the person to die. But I just want to read something to you. Richard Greer, Ronald Klein, Clarence Smith, Jonathan Treadway, Larry Hicks, Jerry Banks, Gary Beeman. Those are just a few of the 165 people who have been convicted of a crime, been on death row, and then subsequently exonerated because DNA evidence came out. While I agree with the penalty maybe in principle, in practice, because it's not absolute, I have serious concerns. And I understand, not from a how much it costs to prosecute standpoint or to do this, I understand it from a, you know, you don't get this back. And it goes back to this principle. It's far better than 100 guilty people go free than an innocent person spend a night in jail. And what I used to tell...
Or, God forbid, be put to death.
Yeah, it's something that I used to tell my prosecutors all the time when I was supervising them. If you ever think you're winning cases because you have a silver tongue and you can sell, you know, ice to people that live in Alaska or sand to people that live in the desert, you need to take a long look at yourself and what you're doing, because you don't win cases. Evidence wins cases. And if you do it that way, you will convict somebody who is innocent. And I don't know how you live with that.
Right. So New Hampshire abolishing the death penalty kind of is a trend in a way, because, well, in California, when Rose Byrd, the Supreme Court justice of the state, she said, oh, I'm not going to, it's unconstitutional. And she, her whole panel of judges agreed with her. She was actually taken off the California Supreme Court for that position.
She was
and
recalled.
California, yeah, and California was so upset at her. But now we've got a governor who says, under my rule right now, there's going to be kind of a moratorium, and we're not going to enforce those provisions of death penalty on people on the death penalty.
That's Gavin Newsom in California.
Gavin Newsom in California, the governor. And the other thing that's interesting is that in New Hampshire, they hadn't put anybody to death since 1936, and at the time that they passed this ban on death penalty, there was only one person on the death row. And the interesting thing, this ban is not retroactive and does not go back to protect the one person on death row.
Just to prosecute that one individual was $2.5 million in New Hampshire.
Right. Right.
All because of the safeguards to protect against the very thing that Todd was talking about.
Right. Right. And they find that the death penalty does not dissuade anybody from committing crimes.
Except the person who's pays the penalty.
We can argue all this, but we've got important things to do. We have got our quick takes. Roll it, Cal. Cal, who do you want to go first?
I'd like Todd to go first.
Okay, and this is going to come right on the death penalty thing. So the phrase, oops, my bad, is not an acceptance of responsibility that means a whole lot to the wrongfully executed individual.
Denise, your quick take?
Speaking from experience, too many trustees will spoil the trust of Tom Petty estate.
I got a Tom Petty one. Let's break this down. Listen. Listen to his heart, because if you don't listen to the heart, you will be free-falling. Remember, all of you and Tom Petty's family, you won't back down, but you... What? But you don't? If you don't back down, you'll all be free-falling. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Radio Law Talk. Have a great week.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.